Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. 1 week until the deadline for a deal between President Obama and Congress to avoid sequestration or the automatic spending cuts that will go into effect March 1st. To talk to me about what's happening or not happening, as the case may be in Washington, Jessica Werman is here. She's a reporter for the Columbus Dispatch based in Washington, D.C., and her stories appear in the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Right. Patterson Air Force Base, area businesses and others related to the defense industry are bracing for furloughs that could impact 13,000 civilian employees here. There seems to be a growing sense of anxiety as to whether something's going to happen or not. Is the same sense of urgency happening in Washington?
No. Actually, this week or this past week, Congress has actually been out of town. Now, the president had an event on Tuesday where he was flanked by public safety officials talking about the impact on public safety. Congress is actually gone, though, for the President's Day holiday, so they're not returning until the week before this all shakes out, before this March 1st deadline. So if there is an end game here, I'm not really sure that I see it. And in fact, there are some folks who say, you know, this just kind of has to go into place. Nobody likes the way these cuts would go into place. But Republicans kind of believe that this is the only way they can get President Obama to get serious about cutting spending.
What are our local lawmakers, Speaker Boehner, Mike Turner, Senator Portman, what are they doing on this?
Well, let's break this down a little bit. First of all, for the most part, and I'm going to go into the exception in a bit, most of our lawmakers voted for the 2011 bill that basically put into play the course of action that's leading to these cuts. The exception is Mike Turner, who will remind you of this frequently because he says that he saw this coming the entire time. Everyone, regardless of whether they voted for the bill, all of them will tell you that they don't like the way these cuts are because they're across the board. They're sort of hacking with a machete away at these discretionary programs, and there's no thought to it. The best analogy I heard for this was I talked to a defense contractor in the Dayton area who said, this would be like you taking your budget and cutting 10% out of everything. You still had money to go out to dinner or to a movie, but you had 10% less to spend on your rent. And so as a result, all of the local lawmakers would say, no, this isn't an ideal way to do it. That said, there are some lawmakers who are willing to let this go through just because they really are concerned about our spending issues.
So do you get the sense that there's going to be some last-minute deal, or is sequestration sort of inevitable?
Well, I don't see that urgency. Now, next week is another week. Starting the 25th, Congress is back. Who knows? Things may change. But at this point, I just don't see a way for this not to happen, at least for a little while. Now, it's possible this goes into effect. People sort of say, wow, you know, this really wasn't a great way to do it, and Congress changes. There's actually a really good opportunity for them to alter things at the end of the month when our annual bill funding the entire federal government, the continuing resolution, faces expiration. So that's one scenario that could play out, that this could go on for about a month, and then they would undo it basically through the continuing resolution.
So should this deal go through, Congress is then going to be looking at another month deadline, another deadline that's looming a month from now. We're going to have the same conversation.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's kind of the same. You know, this is sort of variations on a theme of conversations we've been having really honestly since 2011, probably earlier. I mean, you'll remember in 2011 when this Budget Control Act that led to the sequestration was passed, people were in a huge panic about raising the debt ceiling versus cutting spending versus what's the most intelligent way to go about this. And this is really a conversation we keep having, and then they pass something, and it's short-term for the most part, and then 3 months later or 6 months later, they're back at it again.
Give me a sense of how these cuts are going to feel if they go into effect.
I think that there's something to be said for the acute nature of these cuts. Now, it's not like we're all going to wake up on March 1st and the world will have ended and, you know, you'll try to go to your federal government office and it'll be closed. It's going to be kind of slow moving for a lot of people. Now, the exception would be areas like Dayton with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. For them, it's going to be a little bit sooner coming because the furloughs will happen. A lot of the folks that I've talked to are taking a 20% cut in pay through the end of the fiscal year, and I don't think it could be understated. You know, people live, and whether it's in Washington, D.C. or Ohio, there's a lot of folks who live paycheck to paycheck. A 20% cut in pay hurts. Wright-Patt is such a centerpiece of the region's economy. I mean, and not just because they've got some good jobs at RightPath, but it's because there's a lot of other good jobs that are based on the good jobs at RightPath. So it really is kind of, there's a potential for a domino effect. That's very destructive to a community, and for that to be endangered, it's nothing to cough about.
I've been speaking with Jessica Werman. She's based in Washington, reports for the Columbus Dispatch and the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.